Before World War II, Mr. Cook had been an instructor in the federal government's civilian pilot training program. At the time, isolationists didn't want the United States getting involved in the war in Europe. But President Roosevelt knew the United States was likely to enter the conflict and would need thousands of qualified pilots. Starting in 1939, veteran flyers such as Mr. Cook were charged with training civilians so they'd be ready when and if war was declared. The program was controversial at the time, but as things turned out, all of those prepared pilots helped the Allies win the war. Mr. Cook and pilot trainers like him were the unsung stateside heroes. When I met him, he was in his late 50s and a no-nonsense, all-business kind of man. Most of his time was spent crop dusting, but if he saw someone who seemed to have the smarts and temperament to fly, he'd take him on as a student. I guess he liked the look of me well enough. I was this tall, quiet, earnest kid, and I was respectful because my parents had taught me to be deferential to my elders. I was also the classic introvert, and he wasn't a guy who needed much conversation. He saw I was serious about flying and that I had an obvious enthusiasm, despite my low-key demeanor. He said he'd charge me $6 per hour for the airplane. That was the wet rate because it included fuel. For his time training me, he asked for another $3 an hour. My parents paid for the airplane, so for a 30-minute flight, I owed him just $1.50 for his instructor's fee. I paid for my share from money I earned in my job as a church janitor. I have logbooks going back decades, covering thousands of flights. And in my first logbook, my very first entry was April 3, 1967, when Mr. Cook took me up for 30 minutes. We flew in a tandem two-seater, an Aeronca 7DC. It was a very basic propeller airplane built in the late 1940s. It didn't even have a radio. I had the controls in my hands from pretty much the first moment. I sat in front, Mr. Cook sat in back with his own set of controls, and he did what pilots call following you through. That meant he'd keep his hands hovering over his stick so he could instantly take command if I went astray with my stick. He shadowed my movements.